Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Am I speaking to Ada?
Yeah, Ada's on the line right now. Miss Ada Manning. This is Joseph with the Legal Intake Center. She needs help with her hair relaxer claim.
Okay, thank you for your transfer. I'll help her.
All right, Miss Manning. He'll take you from here. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. You have a good day now.
Hi, Ada. This is a recorded call.
Hi,
I'm a case intake specialist. If you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, I'll get you connected with an attorney, and I'll have you sign the legal agreement towards the end of our call, along with a request for medical records. So I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I'm not sure. I talked to several people, so...
Okay. Did you sign any paperwork with a particular
firm?
I
didn't sign any paperwork, though.
That's the most important thing. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed documents within the law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And then have you used a hair straightener or relaxer in the last 20 years, within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with a cancer after using a hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was it?
Ovarian.
Ovarian, okay. That's unfortunate. But those cancers are linked to the hair treatment products. So you would be filing this claim for yourself. You're an adult over age 18?
Yes.
Okay. And again, I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. When did that occur? When
Thank
were you.
You
diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
It was in August 2023.
August 2020. Do you know the date by any chance? Do you think it was...
I think it was August 8th, 2023.
August 8th? Okay. So August 8th, 2023. And how old were you at the time of that diagnosis?
46.
I'm sorry. Did you say 43?
46.
Oh, 46. Okay, I'm sorry. And then, do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed your cancer?
Dr. Thomas Becker.
Thomas Becker?
Or Bucher. Yeah,
Bucher.
I don't know how to say his last name, but it's B-U-E-K. B-U, I forgot how to spell it. Hold on. It's B-U-E-K-E-R-S. Bucher's, yeah.
Okay. And was that in a hospital setting that you received this diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And what hospital was it?
Henry Ford Hospital.
Harry Ford Hospital? Or Henry Ford?
Henry
Ford. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Detroit, Michigan. Yes.
Oh, okay. Bear with me here. What I'm doing is I'm looking up the hospital address. Okay. And then
I have that address.
You do? Okay. It's all right. I found it.
Okay.
And I did see Dr. Thomas E. Bucher. He's an OBGYN.
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me here. And he was the doctor that diagnosed your cancer.
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes,
and that was
you.
At Henry Ford Hospital.
Yes.
And I've got an address for the hospital, 2799 West Grand Boulevard, Detroit, Michigan, 48202.
Yes.
Okay. Now, just to confirm, I want to revisit. You have talked to other firms, law firms?
No, just the guy that just talked to, the guy that just sent me to you.
Oh, that's the first time you've ever had a conversation with somebody about this hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay. All right, and then so what we just finished talking about was the doctors Thomas E. Buchers, MD, OBGYN. I used the address for the doctor at the hospital, which is 2799 West Grand Boulevard, Detroit, Michigan, 48202. And I used the phone number from the website, 313-916-2600. Okay.
Yes.
And then... your diagnosis, was that ever, were you living, do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay. And did you use a hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
No, it was before I was diagnosed with cancer.
Okay, you used the hair relaxing product more. Did you use it more than four times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
It could be yes.
The key is
I've been using it for 15 years.
For 15 years. Okay, we'll get to that in just a moment. On average, how many times per year do you think you used a hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
I guess six because I used it every 2 months.
Okay, so about six times a year?
Yes.
Okay, and then, okay, I already have the answer to this question, which is you were diagnosed with cancer at Henry Ford Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
Yes, March 16th, 1977.
March 15th? I'm sorry.
No, 16th.
0316?
Yes.
Okay, and did you say 1977?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then just let me go back and confirm. All right, so you were diagnosed in 2023 in August, and you were born in 1977. Yeah, you were 46 years of age at the time of the diagnosis. Okay, and then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, and do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also use hair relaxers and diagnosed with a cancer?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Were they diagnosed with a cancer by any chance?
A couple of them, yeah.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll text you my contact information towards the end of our call. You're welcome to refer those people over to me. Would that be okay?
Mm-hmm. No problem. Thank you.
Okay, and how old were you when you first started using hair relaxers?
I was young. I don't even remember, but I know I was young.
Okay, what age do you think?
But I know I've been doing it for 15 years, so.
Okay.
It's been about 15 years I've been using them.
15 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, when did you start using hair relaxing products?
When I started using them?
Mm-hmm. Approximately.
Since about 2008, I guess I'll say that. 2008.
So you believe August 1st of 2008, would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, and then you stopped using the products in 2023? That's the 15 years?
Yep.
So can we say like August of 2023 is when you stopped using the products?
It was like August 4th, 23. I know I stopped.
Okay.
So I guess I have to check. Yeah.
Okay.
I just didn't know the start. Yeah.
And when you were using these products, was that in the state of Michigan?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what I've done is if we estimate that you were using the products beginning in August 1st, 2008, and you stopped using it August 4th, 2023, that is about 15 years. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to subtract 2008 from your birth year of 1977. You were about 31 years of age when you first started using these products. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then how often did you apply these products? You said monthly, right? Every other month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every 2 months.
Every 2 months. Okay, so monthly, like every 2 months. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then it looks like you already answered this question. It asks, how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products? And would that be 15 years? You used it regularly each year for 15 years?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon or at home or both?
At home. It was both.
It was both. Okay. Where did you receive treatment most often?
At home.
At home, okay. And do you currently use any hair relaxing products now?
No.
Okay. And do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
I have receipts, no empty bottles.
Okay. And then no empty bottles or receipts?
No.
Okay. And then which brand name product have you used? or used most often?
Soft and Beauty.
I'm sorry?
Soft and Beauty.
Soft and Beautiful? Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Well, I think the answer is yes, because I believe you you stated you started using the product regularly August of 2008.
Right, yeah.
And your cancer diagnosis was way later than 2 years. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so the answer is that the answer would be yes, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, and then what type of treatment did you receive when you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Oh, I did the, they did the radiation and they did the beam.
I'm sorry, I heard radiation therapy. Is that right?
Yes, and then they did the beams.
The beams?
Yes.
What do you mean by that? I'm sorry.
It's a radiation beam to kill the cancer cells.
Oh, okay, radiation therapy. Okay, all right, radiation therapy. And when did that therapy begin? What's the approximate date it started?
August 9th, 2023.
August 9th, 2023? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that oversaw your treatment or managed your treatment? Would it have been the same? It was the same doctor?
Yes.
Okay, that'd be Thomas Buchers, MD, OBGYN?
Yes.
Okay. And did you receive the treatment at the same facility, Thomas or Henry Ford Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me, I'm just entering in the information here. So I'm just entering in the treatment information.
I thought you asked me something. Okay.
You're doing great, Ada. Okay. And your gender is female, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can you spell out your first name?
Yes, ADA.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. And then do you have a middle initial?
L.
Okay. L as in Lisa?
Latrice, yeah.
Latrice, okay. And the last name, is it Manning, M-A-N-N-I-N-G?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you don't have a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
And then I do need your social for the authorization for medical records, authorization to release medical records. Could you provide me a social, please?
Yes.
I'm ready.